It's time for the Daily Dust. And for those of you who are not aware, the Daily Dust is just a light dusting of gossip. It's not the really hard stuff. And it's safe to listen with kids in the car.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Okay, so I got to turn this down because there is some music that will make your ears bleed today. Country singer Ingrid Andress, who I'd never heard of before yesterday, delivered one of the all-time bad renditions of the national anthem before last night's Major League Home Run Derby. Take a listen. I don't know who did her wrong as far as being able to hear herself or blocking out the echoes so she wasn't thrown off. I don't know, but somebody done her wrong and Twitter did her even worse. Richard Simmons fell in his bathroom Friday night but refused to see a doctor. He went to bed instead and was found dead the next morning. There's still no word on the actual cause of death. Lenny Kravitz paused his concert to answer a phone call from a friend.
I'm sorry. My big brother just called me up on the phone to say hi. Y'all know Denzel Washington?
Yeah, of course we do. That's a nice little humble brag there. The trailer released for Crescent City is out, starring Terrence Howard and Alec Baldwin. A small town is plagued by a serial killer. Suspicion falls on everyone, even the local authorities. Yeah, it's in select theaters August 16th. What, too soon? Feeling imposter syndrome, apparently. James Corden recalled the initial weeks of The Late Late Show.
I think when I think about back when I started, in amongst an entire out-of-body experience of feeling just unbelievably out of my depth and deeply unqualified to do such a thing.
He was talking to Conan O'Brien on that. James Barry Sicking has passed away. He was an American actor, best known for his role as Lieutenant Howard Hunter in the 80s TV series Hill Street Blues. Shannon Doherty, speaking of those who have passed away, actually recorded 5 episodes of the Charmed Rewatch podcast before her death, and they will be released. Oh, y'all. It's a dirt alert for the ages. So, you may not know her by Sandra Denton, but Peppa of Salt and Peppa was removed from a Southwest Airlines flight in Vegas after a dispute over her extra seat that she paid for.
I understand you feel wrong, but I need you to get up to the surface just so for your safety. And
this is the other one, y'all. She came and brought another man and put him in my seat.
Don't
call me like a dog, ma'am. Told myself, come on. You go ahead. I can walk, ma'am. Thank you.
Despite paying for 2 seats due to a new knee injury, another passenger convinced the crew to take her second seat, leading to her removal without explanation. Oh, and I got a Kardashian alert. Actually, sorry, it's a double Kardashian alert. There's almost no fashion crime worse than wearing white to a wedding if you're not the bride, unless it's red, because to Indian nuptials, which is what Kim Kardashian did twice, and bam, is she getting slammed for it?
Shame. Shame.
I'm just kidding. Anyway, red is traditionally reserved in India for the bride to wear. Here's the thing. The billionaire bride and groom didn't seem to care. And the other part of the Kardashian alert is that Halle Berry will not be starring in that Kim Kardashian legal drama All's Fair After All, supposedly due to a scheduling conflict. Yeah, that's what they all say. And that's the Daily Dust. It's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. And as I like to say, what can I say except you're welcome? Ooh, I'm coming down with a case of the Ingrid Andress.